In a new attempt to stop a housing company from forcing Baltimore residents to choose between their homes and their dogs, an attorney for the dog owners is now suing the governor, the attorney general, and the chief appeals judge. The lawsuit is challenging the Court of Appeals ruling that finds pit bulls inherently dangerous and a Baltimore landlord's decision to ban the animals in that neighborhood. Attorney Charles Edwards joins us to talk about it. Charles, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you, Mary Beth.
The last time we talked, you were representing one plaintiff. Now you have three?
Yes, that's correct.
And all of these residents live in the Armistead Gardens neighborhood?
Yes.
And they all own dogs that would be considered pit bulls under this neighborhood ban?
Well, they believe they have pit bulls. It's really hard to tell because it's a
mixed
term,
breed.
But, yeah.
Right. So the last we talked, you had filed a suit or a complaint against Armistead Homes. And now you've included the governor, the AG, and a judge in that same complaint?
Yes, Chief Judge Bell.
And so why are you doing this?
Well, we added them because we're opening the federal courthouse doors just a bit further by leveraging 1983 action that doesn't involve suits directly against the state. We sued them directly before, not using a 1983 action, but a 1983 action actually does open the door a little further and involves injunctive and declaratory relief against them.
The last time we spoke, if I'm not mistaken, we sort of likened what you were doing to a bit of a David and Goliath situation.
Yes.
Do you still feel that way?
Does
this get you more public notice? Does this help maybe with the pit bull task force that's coming to meet next week by including more people?
I definitely think that the press helps a lot. You know, it keeps it at the forefront, and I believe that the legislature needs to know that it's at the forefront and it's not going anywhere, so they need to address it. And I've been told that that's one of the big reasons that the task force is meeting so soon again. I do feel that, you know, it's always an uphill battle when you're suing the state for anything. But with adding these parties and bringing it also under 1983, I believe that our chances are a lot better.
Can you just let our listeners know on what grounds you believe you can win?
We believe we can win because the Tracy v. Selesky opinion violates the due process clause of both the United States Constitution and the Maryland Constitution, and also the takings clause of both the Maryland Constitution and the United States Constitution. So, in essence, what we're saying is that the court enabled Armistead Homes to take this property from the residents against their will, and not for public interest or anything. There's no public interest that's actually spelled out in Tracy v. Selesky. It doesn't prevent any attacks. It just provides for a liability on the back end and also a due process violation, because what's going on is the use of the slang term pit bull, which doesn't define and put citizens on notice what's going to be subject to the law.
Charles, what's happening in federal court? I know that they were deciding whether or not to issue a temporary injunction against Armistead Homes.
Yes, that's been held off a little bit just because the state of Maryland and Armistead Homes tried so hard to limit this to our original plaintiff, Joseph Weigel, and bringing it as a class action. You know, that's not what we wanted. So we added these two plaintiffs, Joanna Profili and Janine Ganji, who add a little more depth to the complaint, but also underscore that this isn't just about Mr. Weigel, but it's about everyone there, and more broadly, getting this law struck down so it can benefit all Marylanders.
All right. Attorney Charles Edwards, thank you very much for joining us and bringing us up to date on your pit bull case.
Yes, thank you.